The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
If you're just joining us, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And then, of course, a warm welcome to everybody who's not in the chat. And welcome to those people in the future that might be listening this, like, who knows when, right? It's kind of fun to imagine that, a few hours later, a few days, a few years later, people might be listening to this. Welcome. Okay. So today is the last day in this series that I'm doing, Buddhism Beyond the List. Just talking about some things that aren't on any of these many beautiful lists. As an aside, some of you may know that there's a very thick book in the Pali Canon. It's nothing but lists and some explanations. Often it feels like there's not enough explanation for the lists, though. There's so many. But I wanted to do this series about some of the things that are an integral part of practice, but aren't explicitly on lists. So, for this morning's guided meditation, or today's guided meditation, after we settle, I'm going to drop in some encouragement, some suggestions as a way to practice just for like a minute or two. And then you can go back to your regular practice. So just an encouragement, try it out, look at it or engage with it. It might be a little It will be most likely a little bit awkward or clunky or a little bit like, wait, what? But maybe that can be okay. Like, okay, there's just an engagement with practice, maybe in a little bit different way this morning. And of course, you're welcome to just ignore it all, even just turn off the audio and come back for the Dharma. You're welcome to do whatever suits you, whatever pleases you. You just don't have to take anything I'm saying, but maybe you have some curiosity and just an encouragement to engage for a little bit. Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's, if you haven't already, get into our meditation posture. And is there a way that you can more completely arrive at this moment, at this location, the body being in this particular posture formation? Maybe in some kind of way, there's a different parts of our attention that's elsewhere. Can there be an encouragement to just land here now? It can be helpful to connect with a tangible experience. Such as the pressure against the body, where it is in contact with the sitting surface. Sure. The contact on the body, where the body contacts, rests on the cushion, the chair, maybe even the bed, couch, wherever you find yourself at this moment. Might be that contact on the back as it rests on the backrest. The buttocks as it sits on seats. We even have sits bones that sits on seats. I feel like I should say in Hop on Pop, Dr. Seuss. Sorry. Back of our legs, our feet, they're being supported. Can we tune into them? Feel the support. Sometimes we hold a little bit of tension in the face, around the eyes or the jaw. Sometimes the shoulders are little bit higher than they need to be. Then resting attention on the sensations of breathing. Being tuned into, aligned with the movements the body makes as it breathes, or the sensations that can be experienced as breathing occurs. It wouldn't be surprising if sometimes you found yourself lost in thought. When you wake up from being lost in thought, no need to make it be a problem. We just very simply, gently begin again. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just feeling, experiencing the sensations that are associated with breathing. Not so much from the control tower in the head, but more from the torso. We open and relax into the awareness of various sounds, opening to the soundscape, whether there's a lot of sounds or just a few, whether they're quiet or loud. Just noticing the soundscape. And then we can ask ourselves a question. What is knowing these sounds? Clearly, we're aware of them, but can we find what is knowing the sounds? So the look in the mind, what is knowing the sounds? The sounds are being known. Is there a knower? And then we'll just simply return to the sensations of breathing. Tuning into the experience of the body breathing, wherever that's obvious and comfortable for you. Let's do that again. Opening to sounds. Clearly, we're aware of sounds, but can we find what is knowing the sounds? Is there some thing that knows? Maybe there's irritation arising, frustration arising, annoyance arising, or maybe there's curiosity or puzzlement arising. Whatever it is, can that be okay? Because when we investigate about what is knowing the sounds, we see there's nothing to find. There isn't a knower. Even though knowing is happening, there isn't a knower. And then just simply returning to the sensations of breathing, hanging out with the breath. Thank you. Thank you for sitting together and for those of you who did, for playing along with this idea of looking for the knower of sounds. Thank you.